Nobody signs up for hard work. Is it going to take hard work to be successful? Of course it is. There's nowhere you can be successful in life without hard work. But nobody signs up for hard work. People sign up for the outcome, not for the process to get to the outcome.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is a go-getter energy that moves anyone, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, the whole picture is never as pretty as it looks. Before we get into this, I'm going to remind you of two things. When we start sending out our daily motivation texts and Monday motivation texts again, those will be going straight to the phones of anyone who is in our text community. It is free to join. All you got to do is text me to get in. That message is guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your day. All you got to do to get in is text me at the number that I'm about to give you. It is 305-384-6894. Send a text to that number right now. And once we start sending the text out again, you're not going to get an immediate response if the number is not active, if we are not actively sending right now. But when we are actively sending again, we'll already have you saved. We'll have your number logged, and then we can get moving again. If anything about that is different once we start sending again, then I'll just tell you, you can just text the number again. But as of current understanding, you text that number, we will at least have you registered, and then you'll get our bot response once we have everything going again the way we want to. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That's a place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to be coached by me directly, if you would like to have me as a direct coach to help you with your mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability, and making sure everything is implemented the way that it needs to be implemented. I'm looking for top level performers, people who are serious about getting to the goals that you want to get to, people who are looking to get some return on investment, which means you are making an investment into yourself, into your business, into your growth. And I'm talking people who want to be top level performers, or those of you who already are. If that's you who I'm talking to, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see there what our program is about, what we're doing. If you listen to the show, you got a pretty good idea of what I'm about and what I'm doing, and I will be your direct coach. And our coaching is not based on, we're going to give you piece one, piece two, piece three. It's about what you specifically need and my ability to help you get there. And also, you can see some feedback of people who we have worked with up until this point. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is also down below in the description to this video. With that said, let's get into this topic of the whole picture is never as pretty as it looks. Not to give it credit to my assistant, Marielle, who planted the seed of the idea for this episode. It was a question that she asked me in one of our morning conversations that made me think, this is actually a good topic that I should not limit to just me and her having a conversation, but I could talk about this in a much wider sense. And that's what we're going to do here today. So where this question came from was, my assistant had told me, she's in the Philippines, she told me that in her country, some man had started a business. He became a millionaire in his business, according to the story. And he went on a TV show to tell the story about how he did what he did. And according to what my assistant told me, this guy who started this business and became a millionaire, he shared that he had not gone to school. And the main reason that he had created success was not because of his education, but because he had a really solid strategy, and strategy was the key to his business success. Okay, fair and fine and good. So her question to me, this is my assistant Marielle, her question to me was, Dre, how do you feel about, you know, this businessman's position, his position that there was no need for a school diploma? As long as you have a good enough strategy, you can become successful, or maybe like him, a millionaire. So my answer to that question is going to be contained in today's masterclass, and is not really about you starting a business and becoming a millionaire. It's not really about you going to school, but it did plant the idea in my mind about what I'm going to talk about here today. And remember, the topic again is the whole picture is never as pretty as it looks or as pretty as people try to make it sound. Point number one, today's topic, once again, as I just said, whole picture is never as pretty as, again, people want you to think it is. Point number one, facts versus truth. There is a difference between the two. A lot of people conflate these. And this is an important distinction because it will help a lot of you understand what's really going on, as well as what is not said when anyone presents information or an argument to you. So you often hear people talking about facts these days with the hashtag, right? Hashtag facts, or somebody makes a point and then someone will co-sign that point by saying facts. Or I'll say something like, Michael Jordan's the best basketball player of all time, and somebody who agrees will say facts. Or somebody else will say LeBron, and then somebody who agrees with them will say facts. So oftentimes people are saying facts as if whatever got said cannot be challenged. That is the absolute and there is no alternative to it. And this is often not the case. Facts are often presented as if they cannot be questioned because they are indeed facts. You say, well, how can you question a fact? Well, the answer is the fact itself in a vacuum, usually you can't. But consider this. Here's what people who give you the facts, especially when they're stating a fact that is in support of their position, here's what they don't tell you. Facts are but a minor component of the truth. Facts do not represent the entire truth. Facts are just pieces of the truth. See, what the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, is a combination of all the facts combined together into a full, complete picture, not just a piece of the picture. See, a fact can be a piece of the picture. The truth is the whole picture. For example, since I just brought up Michael Jordan, I'll give you an example. In 1997, the Chicago Bulls were playing a playoff game in the Eastern Conference Finals against the hometown team down here where I live, which is Miami, Florida. My hometown is actually Philadelphia, but I live in Miami. So they were playing the Miami Heat 1997 Eastern Conference Finals. It was game four of the series. And these two teams are playing. The winner gets to go to the NBA Finals and play for the championship. And Michael Jordan was having a terrible game. At one point in the game, Michael Jordan was 2-for-22 from the field, meaning he had shot the ball 22 times. And of those 22 shot attempts, only two of them had gone in the basket. Now, I don't know how much many of you know about basketball, but a really good shooting percentage in basketball is somewhere around 50%, meaning you make about half of your shots or maybe a bit less depending on what kind of shots you're taking. If you're shooting a bunch of three-pointers like Steph Curry, maybe 40 to 45% is okay. And 50% is really good. Michael Jordan in this game was 2 out of 22, which I don't know, my statistical math on the top of my head ain't that great, but that ain't 50%. He was having a terrible game. The Miami Heat ended up winning that game. So the Bulls lost the game. Michael Jordan shot 2-for-22. And he actually, at one point in the game, he was 2-for-22. He didn't shoot 2-for-22 the whole game, but at one point in the game, that was his shooting percentage. He had a terrible game. The Bulls lost the game. Everything I just told you is a fact. It is provable. You can find the video on YouTube. You can look it up on Basketball Reference to see that at one point in the game, Michael was 2-for-22 and the Bulls lost that game. That is a fact. Now, here's the truth. Pay attention here. The truth is, in the fourth quarter of that game, Michael Jordan came alive after he was having a very sluggish and terrible game. And he scored 20 points in the fourth quarter of that game and damn near brought the Bulls back to victory, despite the fact that he had started off so terribly. They almost won that game. And even though they ended up losing that game, game four, and game five, the Chicago Bulls went on to win that game, which also closed out the series, because what I didn't tell you is that the Bulls were up 3-0 in that game four in which Michael Jordan played terribly. They won game five, which made them win the series 4-1 against the Miami Heat. So the one game Michael Jordan had to play his worst of his life was the only chance the Heat had of winning, and that game was still close. Then Michael Jordan closed them out in game five, and then they went on to the NBA Finals where they played against the Utah Jazz, and they beat them in 6 games for Michael Jordan to win his 5th NBA championship. Now see, that's the truth. See the difference between the facts and the truth? See, you can separate a fact out of the truth and make anything or anyone look like anything you want them to look like. I could tell you a fact from my life that makes me look like a complete superhero. I could also tell you a fact that makes me look like a complete idiot. And we could do the same thing with you. You could do the same thing with anyone or anything else. And this is what you had to be careful of. And this is one of the reasons why I've been adamant that we can't really trust. This is the reason why we don't trust media these days anymore, because media does a really good job. And I'm kind of being tongue-in-cheek when I say a good job. They do a good job of separating facts from the truth. They pull out facts that paint whatever picture they want to paint. And they leave out the truth, which is the whole picture of what happened. And then they do it so often. If you repeat anything often enough, it will start to, again, by the law of repetition, by the rule of repetition, it will start to seep into the minds of people and people start to believe it as a truth when it's really just a separated fact. See, facts don't tell you the whole story. The truth is everything put together. And again, if I give you all the facts in the world, I can make a convincing case simply by hand picking the facts that best serve my agenda. If I just pick out the facts that best make me look great, I can make myself look amazing. And I can also, again, pick out facts that make me look terrible. But on the other hand, if I give you all of the facts of a situation, not just the ones I want you to know about, and put them together in a full picture, now you have the truth. So when you're looking to influence or persuade people, people will only choose, well, if someone's looking to influence or persuade you, let's say it that way, people will only choose the facts that serve them, the ones that make them look good. Now, they're not going to tell you the whole truth, which will inevitably mean, all right, some facts are going to get left out because those facts do not serve them. And that doesn't necessarily make them a bad person. But you have to be aware of this and not fall victim to it. It's not that every time you speak or every time somebody else speaks, they have to tell you the entire truth of a situation, because first of all, that's way too much information. Most people don't have the capacity to consume all that. We don't have the time to consume all that. And sometimes we just need to know a couple facts, because that's all we need to know to make our decision. Doesn't mean that someone is necessarily malicious if they don't tell you the entire truth of a situation, because again, you don't have time to get the entire truth. You go on a date with somebody, they can't tell you the entire truth of their whole life. They can't just lay out the last 30 years of their life in a date. There's not enough time. So they got to tell you the parts that they want you to know. And of course, you want to find out the pieces that maybe they didn't share, whatever, whatever. But you are never going to know 100% of every single thing that another person or entity has going on, simply because you don't have the capacity to consume it. So I want to make sure we're clear here that just because someone is giving you facts and they're not giving you quote unquote everything doesn't mean they're being deceitful. I want to make sure that none of you take that and run with it. But you do need to understand also when someone is doing it in a way that they are looking to persuade for a specific reason, and you have to catch it when it happens. So you have to have a soft eyes, as they say. In the detective world, they say you got to have soft eyes so you can kind of see what's not being shown to you and notice what's being, let's just say, concealed is the word, what's being concealed from you. So be careful when someone is giving you a picture. Of course, they're going to give you the picture that best serves the point that they're looking to make, which is what they're supposed to do. It's the same thing that you do when you are trying to give someone a picture, when you're trying to influence someone. So don't think that I'm just talking about some group of people out there who are doing this deceitfully. And again, I made clear, they're not doing it deceitfully. People are just selling, and sales is a part of life. I'm pointing out that you are just as guilty of it as everyone else is, just as I am. All right, we all do this. We point out the pieces that best serve our purpose. And some people do this more often than others. Some do it more maliciously and malevolently than others. And some are more likely to give you the full picture so you understand exactly what's happening. But all of this is just part of communication. So now with that out the way, let's move on. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com, and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. If that sounds like the missing link in your process, and let me give you a hint, it is the missing link in your process. I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is the whole picture is never as pretty as maybe the piece of the picture that you get shown. Number two. Sales, everybody, is by nature, by definition, sales is manipulation. Sales is manipulation. When you are selling something to someone, whether you are selling an idea, you are selling a car, you are selling a hot dog, you are selling a fill in the blank, the last thing you purchase. Sales is manipulation. What are you manipulating? You are manipulating a person into believing that the thing that they need or want is the thing that you're offering and that they should give you money in exchange for it. That is a form of manipulation. Manipulation is not necessarily a negative thing. It has a negative stereotype. We have this negative connotation that we put on the word manipulation, but manipulation is not necessarily a negative thing. It depends on how you're using it. So let me give you the definition of the word manipulation so that we can all be on the same page here. Manipulation is defined as the act of manipulating. You know, that's not a good definition because they're using the word in the definition, which makes no sense. Manipulate means to handle or control, typically in a skillful manner. And the other definition is to control or influence cleverly, unfairly, or unscrupulously. I would say cleverly is a good one. I don't like the unfairly and unscrupulously. I mean, it's in the dictionary, so I'm not going to go against the dictionary, but this is the negative connotation that goes with the word manipulate. But if we look at the beginning of it, it just says to control or influence. That's what manipulate means, to control or influence in a clever way. Now, they added the unfair or unscrupulous. And it also means to handle or control typically in a skillful manner. That's the first definition, just skillfully. You manipulate something, you're just doing it in a skillful way. So it is a skill to influence and persuade someone to see things the way that you want to see them. Will we agree that that's a skill? Now we call it selling. All right, that is a skill. So if we salespeople, if you told the whole truth of every single thing that it takes to, let's say, to make it, quote unquote, if salespeople told you the whole truth of everything it took for you to make it in the industry that you work in right now, or for the job that you have right now, or the position that you occupy right now, would you have ever signed up for it in the first place? Those of you who have created some level of success, you've ascended to some level of achievement in your career path, your chosen path. Let me ask you a question. If you knew at the beginning everything that it would take for you to get to where you are now, would you have still signed up? Some of you, the answer is yes, but some of you, the answer is no. If I knew all this, I probably wouldn't have done it. You might be saying, you know what, Dre, it's better that I didn't know because I wouldn't have gone through it if I knew I was going to have to do all this. And this is generally the answer. For most human beings, that's the answer, that they would not sign up. They knew all the stuff they would have to do. Some of this stuff we need to conceal because if we told you the whole truth from the beginning, you would never come to day one. So us as salespeople, we have to, by nature, make things sound simple and easy. Otherwise, nobody would ever volunteer to get involved. All right. If someone told you, any parents in here, especially the mothers, someone told you everything you would have to go through in order to raise those children, would you have had the kid or kids that you have? Some of you are laughing and saying, hell no, I wouldn't have went through all that. But now that you have them, you're like, all right, I'm glad I went through that. People don't sign up for hard work, folks. And most things that are worth something in life are hard work. So this guy that my assistant brought to my attention that he's talking about, well, I just had a strategy, as if the only reason he made $1 million is because he had a strategy. And technically, it's not technically that he's lying, but there are pieces that he ain't telling. All right, it ain't just having a strategy. I could write the strategy down on a piece of paper. It don't come with $1 million. You still got to do something. You still got to execute. All right. Everybody signs up for success. Nobody signs up for hard work. I want you to keep that in mind. So when you are selling, and this is something that I've told you all many times, you don't sell the same way that you buy. See, when you're selling, you got to leave out the pieces that sound like way too much hard work because nobody's going to sign up for it. When you're buying, you need to understand that even though what they're selling you is all the success you're going to get, understand that there's going to be some work involved, probably a lot of work involved, that they're not telling you up front, and they can't tell you up front because if they told you up front, you and most other people who bought wouldn't buy because it sounds like too much work. Sounds like too much effort. All right. And that's the reason why we have to sell the way that we sell. So this is a form of manipulation. It's a verbal sleight of hand that you have to use in order to influence and persuade other people because you can't tell people the whole truth because most people claim they want to hear the truth, but they really don't. Spend a whole day just telling people the truth and see how that day goes for you. It ain't going to go too well. You might not have a job at the end of the day. So be careful. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. drjohnsonbook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs, by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is the whole picture is rarely as pretty as the piece that you get shown. Number three is the skill of discernment. We talked about discernment, and let me pull up the episode here where that was discussed for any of you who hasn't listened to it. It's episode number 1431. Discernment is your ability to see the big picture of anything that is shown to you. Another way of describing discernment is solving the unsolved mysteries. All right, seeing what people are telling you and showing you and finding out what's really going on as opposed to what they are trying to convince you of. Discernment is being able to kind of see through whatever dissimulation people are putting out in front of you, whatever people are trying to conceal, and seeing what they're trying to not show you. Seeing what they are showing you, but also seeing what they're not showing you. Hearing what people are saying, but also hearing what's not being said. And that's discernment. And your skill of discernment is really just about judgment. It's about your ability to judge a situation or a person and find out what's really going on as opposed to what you're being shown, which is they're often not the same. So you need to sharpen your ability to do this. And this includes understanding, again, what's not being said, what's not being shared, and what's not being told. Beware of shiny object syndrome and always beware of the free lunch. All right, shiny object syndrome is just drawing you to the new shiny thing that is happening and causes you to ignore the quote unquote old thing that might be exactly what you need and where you need to be, but the shiny thing has drawn your attention away. Social media has done a great job of manipulating us to chase the shiny objects. This is why when you open your social media feeds, often you will refresh it to a brand new feed. Show me some new stuff. I don't want to look at the stuff that happened yesterday. Show me the new stuff that's happening right now. That is a form of shiny object syndrome. Social media is engineered to keep you going in that direction and suck away your time. And then they charge advertisers money for that time that is yours. And then they make money and the advertisers get to sell their stuff and you get nothing. All right, that's the hustle of social media. That's their business model. Always beware of the free lunch. In life, you cannot get something for nothing. You cannot get something for nothing in life. You have to do something if you want to get things. So beware of anything that seems to come a little bit too easily. That doesn't mean that you have to grind yourself down to the bone for every dollar that you make. But it does mean that you need to be giving some level of value relative to who you're giving it to in order to get the things that you want. All right, beware of the free lunch. Beware of anything that just comes a little bit too easily. All right, and there's no such thing as a free lunch. Meaning, there is no way you can create a large amount of success in life without a large amount of input, effort, energy, time, money, attention, and focus are our five forms of investment. Do not be seduced by someone telling you that you can create a whole bunch of success with only a little bit of work. Again, this is what every salesperson, many salespeople, I won't say every of them, but many salespeople, their sales process, their marketing strategy is this. Let me tell you how easy it is to create this success. And then once they sell you, then they show you the work you have to do. And again, this is not necessarily a negative thing. I'm not knocking these people. I buy from people who do this. Sometimes I sell in that way. I don't tend to sell that way most of the time, but sometimes I will sell in that way because it works. And people who are serious about getting success understand that even if it's not being waved in their face, that there's going to be some work they have to do in order to achieve success. Those are the people I'm looking for. Which is why when I talk about Work on Your Game University, I say high-level performers, those who already are and those who want to be. You understand to be a high level performer, you got to do some high level work. Everybody understands that, right? So any of you was confused and didn't know, now you know. But I have bought from people who make it sound so simple. All you got to do is this, this, and this, and then everything's going to work out. And then when I buy and I get into it, then I realize, okay, here's all the stuff they didn't say. Now here's all the work you got to do they didn't put in their advertisement. But I get it. I ain't mad at them. I'm not mad at them when they do that because I understand the game. And that's why I'm doing this episode so that you all understand the game so you don't get hoodwinked into thinking that this thing that you sign up for, whatever the next thing is that you buy, is going to be so easy and simple. And then when you get in it, you realize, oh, there's a whole bunch of work I got to do. And then you're mad because they made it sound one way, but then it's actually another way. That's the point. All right, this is life. This is life. A salesperson has to make things sound simple. Otherwise, they wouldn't sell anything. All right, they told you the whole truth from the beginning, you wouldn't buy it. All right, everybody got it? So salespeople are selling. That's their job to sell. All right, which means they have to manipulate you in some way. I have been manipulated as a buyer when somebody sells something to me. And again, I don't mind them manipulating me. I know they're manipulating and don't mind it happening because I understand the game. That's why this show is called Work on Your Game. I want y'all to know the game so you don't get played. And the person you're getting played by is not the salesperson. You're getting played by yourself because you have the wrong expectation. That's why I pointed out the key word discernment. You have to know what's actually going on so that when someone runs their play and they're using you to do it, you don't have the wrong expectation of what's going to happen or why it's supposed to happen. All right. Salespeople have to sell. This is the game. This is the job. And if you want to sell, you better learn how to do this. Everybody understand? All right. So they're not wrong for doing this. All right. Again, you can't sell without it. But you got to be discerning enough to find out what's not being said and find out what the real story is. And do not ever, ever, ever be fooled by the shiny object being waved in front of your face. That's never the whole story. That might be part of the story, but it's not the whole story. Let's recap today's class, which again is the whole picture is never as pretty as the piece that you are being shown. And again, I give credit to my assistant, Marielle. She told me a story and asked me a question that actually planted the seed for this episode. Number one is the facts versus the truth. This is an important distinction that must be laid out because it will help a lot of you understand what's really going on, as well as what is not going on versus what's said and what is said versus what's not said. So you have to learn to discern facts from truth. Is the big picture of everything that's happening. Facts can be basically pulled out and selectively chosen amongst the entire truth. So your job is to figure out what the whole truth is, if you need to know it, versus just the facts that you are being told. So don't be fooled by the word facts. That doesn't mean it's the whole story. Number two, sales is manipulation by nature. If you want to sell, you have to learn to manipulate. If you can't manipulate, you will never be good at selling. So if a salesperson told you the whole truth of everything it takes to achieve success and whatever it is that they're selling, well, nobody will buy. You won't be able to sell anything, especially those of you who are in intellectual property, thought leadership space. You can't tell people the whole story. You're not going to sign up. Nobody signs up for hard work. Is it going to take hard work to be successful? Of course it is. There's nowhere you can be successful in life without hard work, but nobody signs up for hard work. People sign up for the outcome, not for the process to get to the outcome. And you can't tell them about the whole process up front because, again, you'll scare them off. And number three, the skill of discernment. This is your ability to see what's really going on as opposed to what you are being told. And to make sure that you're not being fooled by the shiny objects being waved in front of you or the free lunches being offered to you. Just keeping in mind that one of the first rules of economics, so let's say the first rule is supply and demand. I used to say this was the first rule, but I'll say supply and demand is the first rule. Second rule we'll say of economics is there's no such thing as a free lunch. You cannot get something for nothing. Anytime you're getting something and it seems like you're giving up nothing to get it, understand that there is a cost and you might not be paying it now, but you will pay it at some point. So never, ever go through life expecting to get something for nothing. Be willing to pay whatever the price is to get what you want, whether you're paying it up front or you're paying it on the back end, but be willing to pay. Don't try to get something for nothing, because if you do, then life will then extract the cost from you in ways that you may not be too happy with. All that said, make sure you text me in my community. Once we start sending those texts again, you'll be getting them straight to your phone. Also, work on your game, University. You want to work with me directly and put this stuff that I'm talking about here to direct use with my personalized help along the way. And again, we're looking for high performing people. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link is down below in the description. And again, in that university, we're working with people who are in your personal life stuff and your business life stuff. It could be a combination of both, but we are looking for people who want to be high level performers or people who are already high level performers. You know how you got there and you want to stay there. You want to go even higher. And those of you who are looking to get to that space, and we work with people in a lot of different spaces. In the medical space, and the food space, restaurant space, people in the intellectual property, of course, coaches, speakers, transitioning military, transitioning from corporate 9-to-5s to entrepreneurship, transitioning athletes, people who are already in the entrepreneurship space, but they just want a little bit of help, people with mom and pop businesses, online businesses, offline businesses, health businesses. We have people in all of these spaces in our university right now. So it is not limited to a certain industry. That's the reason I'm bringing all of that up. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me, because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, There's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.